The following is a public service announcement from the Creepy Sleepy Show on fascism.
Hi, this is Dan from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And this is Doc, also from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And we're here with a very special public service announcement reminding you that if you're listening to this podcast, you are a fascist.
What?
Whoa, Little John, don't get crunk on me. We have a point.
For those of you unfamiliar with the history of fascism, here's Italian dictator and inventor of fascism, Benito Mussolini.
Fascismo, il matrimonio tra il corporazione e il statale. Forget about it.
Which, of course, translated into English means, fascism is the marriage between the corporation and the state. Forget about it.
On a macro level, for example, this is demonstrated by corporations funding political campaigns and in return having the government hire corporate executives as consultants to determine public policy, such as laws requiring mandatory auto insurance or creation of a national energy policy.
But what's that have to do with me, guys?
Well, Raspi, on a micro scale, that means the privileged have access to information that others would not, as well as the tools to receive that information.
That's right. You guessed it. That means computers, high-speed internet access, and the iPod that you're listening to the show on.
And if you don't think that's fascist, well, try giving away all of your high-tech gadgets and toys to poor people. You can't do it.
Whoa, wait a minute, guys. Just because I have stuff, that doesn't make me a bad person.
Nope, that doesn't make you a bad person. But you can't buy a cell phone or high-speed internet access without a credit check, and you can't buy the equipment needed to listen or produce podcasts with food stamps.
Now, you can't deny that podcasting has done great things to change the nature of radio and audio production. But remember, only the bourgeois have access to this revolution.
The Creepy Sleepy Show podcast, doing our part to spread bourgeois fascism.
One iPod at a time.